from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Belle Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Ralph P. Watson, age 55 at the time of this interview.
I was born in the Hill District, moved to Wilkinsburg. My two parents still own their home here in Wilkinsburg. They purchased in 1968. My father worked at J&L Steel as a laborer, and he was a plumber. Graduated Fifth Avenue High School with nothing more than a high school diploma, but managed to give his family every advantage that he did not have. And went to work 7 days a week, allowed my mother to stay home and be a housewife and mother, and created wonderful situations for us in our lives. We vacationed. Very different childhood than most of our counterparts in the community because I had the two parents in the household. I've got two brothers, one older, one younger. My older brother was a genius. I was not. I struggled to get C's. But that didn't stop me. In life, you'll learn to play your strengths. I got a tutor. I always centered myself around people that could help me to be the best that I could be. Sometimes that happens outside your home. Although I had that nuclear family with two parents, I had a mentor. Was a lifelong resident, product of the school, went to Allison School, Horner, which is now Hosanna House, and graduated. I was a 1976 graduate here at Wilkinsburg, where I was my class president. I was 19 when I got elected to the school board, making me historically the youngest elected official African-American in Wilkinsburg history. That particular time, I was the youngest elected official in the nation. That's not only a distinct honor, but it was a privilege to serve this community. And I continue to serve the community. I served a 2-year term on the school board, went on to get reelected to a 4-year term, and then went on to serve on council. And with that afforded me a lot of opportunities to do a lot of things, but it's always getting back to being of service. When we moved to Wilkinsburg, the community was very racially divided. The community was in a transition. White students weren't used to dealing with so many black students in a classroom situation. By that time, things were coming together and the community was meshing and just getting used to the African-American population being here. I went to the University of Pittsburgh and I majored in education. I worked my way through school. I was an elected official and I took a full course load. That was a lot of stress. You know, I wanted to have that college life and I wanted to party and I wanted to, you know, be a part of a fraternity and those kind of things. So I did not have that opportunity because work, school board, and it was just a lot to juggle. I have a love for this community. You know, I serve on economic development boards because I see the promise in this community. Either the glass is half empty or the glass is half full. I see a lot of promise here. It's a lot of new and different things going on here in Wilkinsburg. Development's going on here. Development is a slow process, like any other community. It's been a transition. But change is good, and we've got to embrace change and be part of that change. So I continue to sit at tables that affect change and enhance the community. We had a thriving business community. We had more residents, more homeowners. There is a vast difference. The economic base in Wilkinsburg was different. Now we have a dwindling tax base here. Unfortunately, here in the school system, because of that, a lot of the programs have been abolished, have diminished since so many financial issues. One of my goals is never to retire because I will continue to serve on boards and commissions that directly affect people like they're sitting in front of me. You're the future. So as far as retiring, I just don't see that as an option. But I think that I'd like my legacy to be that I made a difference. I have a public relations entity that I run now. It's called Classic Events. My tagline is increasing your network increases your net worth. doesn't necessarily mean money, but the contacts, the associations, the relationships that you build. If you build a relationship and a bond with each other, and you take what each of you bring to the table, you'll be a powerful force in society. Every day is a struggle. Quite simply, being a black man in America is a struggle. The system is not designed for us. We can look at our news every day, and we are clearly an endangered species. No matter how skilled you are, no matter what life's experience, no matter what degree you have, no matter what title you may hold, I just keep getting up every morning. I get up every day with a purpose. You just have to stay positive and upbeat, and of course, stay out of trouble. It's easy to get in, but it's hell to get out of.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Marcus Brown, Jesus Pierce, and Marlon Rainey. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.